Okay. See the Gemara. Want to
recording in progress.
Want to give the shiur dedicated to Rechalap, Zecher Tzadik Lekodesh Levroche, Sedina the Yeshiva, a lot of Lakar Sotov to him, myself on a personal level, and as the Shomer go to his high sports and got aided. So dedicate shiurs today to him. Gemara B'daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph, again a new sugya, starting from Amr Zeru. Okay? Let's see inside the Gemara, Amr Zeru. Go ahead, why don't you read, Yecheskel? Amr Zeru. Ki avinin bei Rav Huna. Ki means when I was. Right? Ki doesn't mean because, it means when. Havina, when we were in the house of Rav Huna. Go ahead, Amarlan.
Amarlan. Hani garagalide, dafsa, parmin.
The lifter. Yes.
Parminu, prima.
So he says, these tops of turnips, yes, when I cut them big pieces, prima rabba, the bray priyadama. When I cut them small, the bracha is shako niyabit voro. Yes? Go ahead, chiyasin. Yes, when I came to the house of Rav Yudah, both he said to us both whether they're cut big or small as Bripi Adom. Go ahead. Haida what?
Haida Parminu.
And the reason why you cut them so small in small pieces is why? In order to sweeten the taste of the turnip. The smaller you are, you squeeze out the taste. So to summarize the Gemara Baalpeh outside, Reb Zeru said when he went to Rav Huna, he said they presented a machlokes, they presented a distinction that when you cut the turnip tops, into big pieces, adoma, small as a shahakol, and then when I went in the house of Rav Yehuda, both of them were what? Both of them were, the psak was brepi adoma, and the reason why you cut them small is to sweeten out the taste. So, we must ask ourselves, first of all, what we're talking about, okay? Are we talking about raw turnips or cooked turnips, okay? There's certain questions you need to look at when you think about Pshat and Gemara. And one of them is, of course, what the topic is. Is the topic, halacha lemaisa, something that is what? Something that is cooked or something that is what? That is raw, okay? Now, I want to note to you, right off the bat, that the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam do not quote this halacha. They leave out the whole din of the turnip tops. Okay? Gargalide delifted. They leave out their mashmit, the whole din. We'll have to ask ourselves, why did they leave out the whole din? The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, the three trees that the Shulchan Aruch says he's based on, leave out this din. So we have to ask ourselves, why? That's number one. That's actually was number two. The first question was, are we dealing with raw or are we dealing with cooked? Second question is, why did the Rambam and the Rif leave out the din? So, if you look in Rashi, go ahead, Yecheskel, read the Gemara very nicely. Why don't you read the Gemara there? Gargalide? Yeah, read the Dibra Maska, Gargalide. You got that there?
In Rashi?
Yeah, Rashi, go ahead.
Gargalide Delifta. Rashi Liftes.
Tapas of turnips. Excellent, go ahead. Excellent. You cut up the vegetable. Go ahead. Oh, Rashi says when it's cut small, it's bad. And Rashi says dealing with a case where you ate it raw. So Rashi says, beferish, as we say in Yiddish, off and work, in English, black on white. Rashi says, beferish, the Gemara is dealing with a case where they are raw, okay? The cases where they are raw, and implication being, the diuk is that they are not cooked. So Rashi says that the top of the Gemara is that we're dealing with raw tops of turnips. What's the implication? That if they're cooked, lemaisa, Rashi says, lifta kishimu vushalis, berkasa is what? Is shahakol niyabidvaro. Okay?
We had a similar topic, I think, where we were discussing the Rodolach Ochai, the Ochal Shalaka, Rodolach Ochashalaka, the Ochal Chai. And I think that has something to do with why Rashi says Chai.
Okay, could be Asher, right? We'll get to it. Very good. But it comes out, we'll get to it, Lamai Sibli Netter, but it comes out from Rashi, that Rashi seems to say that we're dealing with something that is what? The whole machlekes here, if it's big or small, if it's big it's Adama, if it's small it's Shehakol, well, he wants to tell you that it's a situation where what? Where it was raw. Where it was cooked raw. I'm sorry, it was raw. Achlu, when you ate it raw. Mashma, that if you cooked it, Rashi holds, Lamaisa, everyone will say that it's Shehakol, okay? When it's cooked. Okay, we got that? Now, if you look in the tour quotes, Simon Reish Hei Osei, let's get it from Rav Haigon. Reish Hei in the tour, Osei. Rav Haigon says that the Gemara is talking about cooked turnip tops. But if they're raw, you say a Shehakol. Okay? If they're raw, you say a Shehakol. So, basically, the Torah says, when they're raw, the Torah says, Nira, that when you mavarach, when they're raw, you would say a Shehakol. Okay? So, it comes out, Lamaisa, that I want you to get this, that yeah, the tour quotes from Rav Haigon, the Gemara is talking about cooked turnip tops, but when they're raw, you say a Shehakol. And then he quotes Gaonim that write the opposite. He quotes Gaonim that write the opposite, Pum Fakir of what we said, which is basically what? Rashi. And the tour seems to say, he concludes, who's right, Rashi or Rav Haigon? So he concludes and says, in his opinion, Lamaisa, he believes that when it's raw, it's Shehakol, and when it's cooked, Lamaisa, Shalefis Tov Yosher Keshum Mevushel. When it's raw, it's Shehakol. When it's cooked, that is the Machlekes, that's when you say Adama. Okay?
So you say Machlekes if it's raw?
Right, so they hold each, again, there's Machlekes, Rashi and the Tur, and the Rashi, I'm sorry, and Rav Haigon, and the Tur concludes. Like the sheet of what? Like the sheet of who? He says when it's chai, you say Shehakol, and the Gemara is talking about when it's cooked. He concludes like Rav Haigon. Correct. He concludes like Rav Haigon. Okay, we got that? That is the machlokes in the Gemara. Okay, what is the Gemara talking about? Is it talking about raw or cooked turnip tops? Let's get it one more time. Rashi says we're talking about raw and not cooked, because if it would be cooked, it'd be a Shehakol. And the Tur says in the Shem Rav Haigon, no, they weren't talking about cooked things. If it's raw, it's Shehakol. And he quotes Gonim that are the opposite, which Rashi would be including those that sheet of the Gonim. And the Tur says, I believe Rav Haigon is right. I believe when it's cooked, it's better than when it is raw. Now, what is the problem with Rashi's sheet and the Gonim sheet? What do you think the problem is? That on cooked things, you would say Shehakol. On cooked turnip tops. Because what does the Gemara say later on? That Rav Papa said what? What bracha do you say on the mei bishul? The liquid of the lefis. Of the mei, the liquid of the bishul of a turnip. What bracha do we say? We're going to get to it now. Borei pri adama. If the bracha of the lefis itself is what? Is Shehakol. No, when you cook it. Remember, according to the Gonim Lamaisa, if it's cooked, they say what? They say Shehakol, right? So if you're going to tell me that the bracha leaves when it's cooked Shehakol, why would the water be what? Why would the liquid be Adama? So that's a very big difficulty on who? On the sheet of the Gonim, yes. Very big difficulty in sheet of the Gonim. And the maskana of the Mishnah Brura is, I want you to get it, in Simen Reishe Sifkat Yudches, that it's totally in the derech b'dei adam of that place to eat raw or cooked. If the derech is to eat it raw, when it's raw you say adama. If the derech is to eat it cooked, then when you eat it cooked you say adama. When you eat it raw you say what? Shehakol. All depends on the minigam makom. Okay? Plain and simple. That's the Mishnah Brura that I want you to see. Okay? In Reish Hei, it says b'feirish, in Reish Hei, in Sif Hei, it says Halefetz kishuchai mevarach lav shahakol. Halefetz when it's chai, you say a what? You say a shahakol. That's the sheet of who? That's the sheet of the tour, right? He says it beferi is tour b'shem Rav Haigon. Aval in mevushul al kovish b'chometz b'chardo. But if it's cooked or it's pickled in vinegar or mustard, borei pri adama. And the Mishabura says there that he says lefis is cooked better than chai. That's the tour sheet. And the Magen Avraham says it all depends. The Mishabura says it all depends on what the chai adam says. It all depends on what the osom makom is that minig. Okay. Yes, go ahead. Shmuel, what do you say?
Can you repeat the question on Rashi? Because you said it. And
yeah, the Gonim is in Rashi Shita with the Gonim. Rav Papa later on said what? The liquid of lefis is what? Right. It's adama. So if the liquid of lefis is adama, how can the thing itself be a shahakol? It's very difficult. That might be the reason why the Mechaber Paskins like the tour, right? And the Gaonim, he Paskins like the Rav Haigon against the Rashi and other Gaonim. Okay? Now the Magen Avraham Lamaisa is mefakbek on this din. Magen Avraham has a question about this din, Lamaisa. Magen Avraham says that he finds this din lemaisa difficult, lemaisa of the mechaber, because maybe he's siding with Rashi. But that kasha that we asked might be a good reason why halacha lemaisa you paskin like Rav Haigon, because that kasha and Rashi seems like a very strong kasha. Even though the Magen Avraham comes along and says he feels that he wants to what? He wants to argue on this. But lemaisa, I want you to get that down, that Magen what? Magen Avraham, who's mefakbek on this din. Mefakbek means he argues on this din. What do you mean he argues on this din? It must be that what? It must be that he holds like what? Holds like Shittas Rashi, this Magen Avraham. Okay, because the Torah quotes Gonim that say that you say on the raw thing, you say a what? The raw thing, you say a Brei Pri Adama like Rashi says, right? So in other words, the Magen Avraham seems to be what? Saying like that. But we have a difficulty with that because we have the Kasha of the Tzlach. Seems to be against the Gemara. So let's summarize up till now. What do we say? Machlekes, whether we're dealing with what? Raw or what? Raw or cooked. The Gemara says, Beferish, you say Adama. According to the second day, whether it's big or small pieces, you say Adama. So Rashi says that's raw. But Mashmah, if it's cooked, it's Shehakol. Yes? And Lamaisa, the Gaonim, Rashi's with the Gaonim, and the Rav Haigon says the opposite. We're dealing with what? Cooked things. Mashman, when it's raw, you say what? You say a shahakol. Who does the Mechaber Paskin like? Mechaber Paskin like Rav Haigon. And the difficulty with Rashi and the Gaonim is this sheet, even though the Magen Avraham sides with them. But Lamaisa, I don't understand. May Bishul, you say Adama, and the thing itself? The thing itself, you're going to say that what? You're going to say a shahakol doesn't make any sense. Very difficult. Maybe we'll try to answer it. We'll see. Maybe we'll try to answer it, and we'll see maybe a little bit later. But Lamaisa, let's see Lamaisa. Actually, the going backs up what I just said in this kasha. Okay. Everyone got it? That's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. I want to just note about this cutting very, very small. This notion about cutting very, very small, I want to be masber to you guys. What exactly is this machlokes all about? Remember we've said many times you can't have machlokes in facts, in mitzias. So you read this Gemara, what emerges to you? Oh, when you cut it small, the first shita must say what? That it messes it up, and therefore you say a what? Shahakol. And the second shita must say, when you cut it small, it brings out the sweetness. What is that, a machlekes in mitzias? What's going on here? You understand what I'm bothered by? How could this be? You got this?
They have different shatim. What's the issue?
You can't argue on facts. Just go and do the Gemara says, there's a machlekes tanoim, whether Orez is what? Orez is chametz. Why don't you go to the chemical laboratory, the Yushalmi says, you check it out. Chum say that it's not Dagon, it's not Chametz, does it ferment? And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says it does. So how do you lumdicize it? Our Rebbe, Rabbanan Soloveitchik, taught us. How do you lumdicize it?
50%.
Exactly. You lumdicize it. 50% of the time rice ferments. Is that enough to deem all rice fermenting? Or do you need 51%? You have to say the argument is you have to lumdicize it. When you do the experiment, 50% of the time it does ferment. Is that enough, though, to deem it all the time is fermenting? No. One sheet that says you need 51, the other sheet says, yes, it is, 50. You understand what I just said? Gemara has a machlokes whether oxen are tame or not. Go ask a zoologist whether they're tame. You know what it'll tell you? 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. Is that enough to deem them all tame? Or do you need 51%? You have to lumdicize it. So I ask you the same question right here. The Shittim Kubetzes, and Dirmas Kohani, and Dirmas Kovahai, are Masber Rav Huna, that with a small cut, you say a what? You say a shahakal. Why? Because the cut, when you do it, cut it to small, it changes the tzura of a turnip. It mamish just kind of destroys a turnip. I want you to get it down. This is what the Shittim Kubetzes says in two places, Dirmas Kohani, and Dirmas Kovahai. And what does Rav Yehuda argue on that? And he says what? He says, I disagree. I think it makes it sweet in the taste. And that's not considered to be a shinui. That's not considered to be a shinui at all. Okay? It's not a shinui at all, Homaisa. So you see that what? You see that what? What is a machlaikis? You go to a culinary chef, Sam, and you know what he'll tell you? 50% of the time, turnips, when you cut them small, are what? Sweet. Rav Yehuda says, that's enough for me. And Rav Huna says, what? It's not enough. You need 51%. And therefore, what I deem it is making it bad, and you say a shahakal. And that's exactly the pshat lamaisa that we want to bring out here. And Rashi is not like Rav Haigon, because Rashi says we're talking about raw in the Gemara. Rav Haigon says we're talking about cooked. Okay? So it comes out according to Rashi, the bracha lamaisa, according to Adama, is Rav Huna in big pieces, according to Rav Huna, it's all ofanim. So the tzlach, we were mechavet that it's tzlach. That Tzlach says Rashi holds like the Gaonim against Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon was one of the Gaonim, but Lamaisa, he doesn't hold like the rest of the Gaonim. Okay? The two are held like what? The two are held like the Gaonim. The two are Lamaisa held like who? Rav Haigon. And Lamaisa and Mechaber follow suit and Paskins like that as well. Okay? We got this? The Magen Avraham is a big Kiddush. He's Paskins like what? He Paskins like... He passes like the Rashi, right, exactly. Rashi and the other Gonim, which are very difficult with the Slach's Kasha. Okay, does everyone see how we finesse this Gemara? You got to ask yourselves, guys, this is Machlekes. How does the Magen Avraham answer that Kasha? I don't know, we got to think. We'll see. We'll see if we can come up with an answer. Okay? Good Kasha, Yecheskel. Excellent. Okay. Now, this, let's try to use this to answer the second Kasha we asked. Why the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush leave out the whole din? So the Madonna Yontif on the bottom of the Rosh in Siman Tet Zayin Oz Beis says, according to the Maskana Gemara, the second sheet usher, we say Brei Pri Adam on both, whether it is what? Cut big pieces or small. Why is that? There's no reason that they have to write it. It's a double portion. There's no difference between a big cut and a small cut. All your Rakhis, you say Brei Pri Adam, they didn't need to write it. They didn't need to write it. It's a dover pasha. Please get it down. And the tzlach says, our Gemara passes even water of lifta, you say what? Brei Pri Adama. So water of lifta, which you don't even have the actual turnip there, you say Adama. How much more so you say what? On the actual turnip, Brei Pri Adama. So since the Gemara mentioned Maya the lifta, who mentioned it? The Rambam and the Rif mentioned what? The Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam mentioned Maya the lifta. If they said Maya the lifta is Adama, Kol Shekein lifta itself is Adama, they didn't need to write it. So that kind of like strengthens our kasha that we said, right? Again, why the Rim and the Ruff, why the Ram and Riff and the Rush leave out the din? Because of the repulsion. We pass it on the second sheet, you say Adama, no matter if it's a big piece or a small piece. And why do they need not have to write it? Because later on in the Gemara, Sam, what do they say? Water of lifting, you say what? Adama. So Kol Shekein what? The turnip itself says Adama, so they didn't need to write it. So I'm saying that strengthens that kasha we asked on Rashi. How can you say what on a cooked one you say shakal, or you say shakal on the water of it, of the water of the cooking one you say adama? So that answers that kasha, Allah lamaisa. And the truth is, it comes out to be an amazing shot. The Ra'a writes, let's get it. The Ra'a writes in Dibramas Kamar Vash and Dibramas Ki and the Shid of Gebetzis, in those two places says, why does the Gemara in the Hava mean you say when you cut it into small pieces it's shakal? What do you think the svar is? You guys tell me. What's a svara? Because when you smash it up, it's no longer a what? When you cut up in real small, it's no longer a turnip. It's very much like we learned before, Lamaisa. You mess up the what? It's like Dufsha the Tamri, correct. And what's the Maskana of the Gemara? Maskana of the Gemara says, no, I smash it up in order to what? Masakin, it's to make it tastier. Fakir, I'm not trying to remove the shame turnip. I'm trying to what? Trying to squeeze out, excise out the notion of the beauty of the turnip. So it turns out that the Maskana of the Gemara says, no, I'm not destroying its surah. I'm trying to keep alive its surah. On the contrary, I'm trying to keep alive its surah and then keep its identity. And its taste is, comes out when you cut it in the smallest way. You follow me? So that's the way the Ra'ah and the Shinu Kibetta say. And the truth is, the great Gaon, the Stipler, I want you to get this down. Sam, let's get this. Proves from our Gemara that when you smash something legamri, the bracha should change to shahakal. When you smash something legamri, the bracha should be shahakal. That's what he wants to time it. Halach lamaisa. Even when you cut it to small pieces, the saving grace in our Gemara is why it's Adama, because it's sweet. It makes it sweeter, the taste. But if it wasn't for that svara of sweeting, of it being sweetie, or being a sweeting the taste, what would be the din? Not, I don't mean sweet being a sweetie, but lamaisa of the food being a sweetie, you would be what? What? What would be the din? It would be shakal, correct. That's exactly what the stipend wants to say from our Gemara. So I want you to get this down. The only reason why I say Adama is Kelah Hamtik. If it wasn't Kelah Hamtik, you'd be done. You would be done and you drop all the way from Adama to a what? To a shahakal. This is what the Stipler writes. Please get it in Simon Chafav. I thought it's a beautiful raya. Halach lamai. So let's get it down. That's what he wants to time. Okay?
Stipler holds that even if it's something that's meant to be crushed.
Yeah, Dusha the Tamri. You crush the legamri, you say a shahakal.
Even if it's meant to be.
Yeah, you say shahakal, like Rashi said. Rashi said Dusha the Tamri. Remember we said? According to the Rama, how do we say it? Rama said you cooked it, remember? According to Rashi, you smashed it like paste. And it was shahakal. Shmuel, you got me?
Yeah.
That's the chiddush I want to bring out from the stipend. If it wasn't for the fact that it was tasty and the taste was good, smashing it legamri drops something to a shahakal. So anything you take, you make it into paste, you would be a shahakal. It's a beautiful raya that he comes out here, Lamaisa. So it really highlights what we're saying, that it's what makes it sweet. But this is how you analyze this Gemara. Yes?
He's not saying if it wasn't sweet. He's saying even if it is
sweet. No. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said the reason why it's Adama is because why? Because it's sweet. When you cut it into small pieces. Mashma the what? If it wasn't sweet, and you cut it up into small pieces and you make it like paste, it would be a what? Shahakal.
That's what he's
mechadish. Yeah, but that's what the Gemara, he's mechadish from the Gemara. He picks it right out of the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, again, please know the Gemara Baal Peh. The Gemara says, the first sheet that said what? If it's big pieces of dumb, it's small pieces, shakal. Then the Gemara backed out of it and said, go to the house of Rehuda, what'd he say? Whether it's big or small, it's Adama. Why is it small as Adama? I thought you just got through saying before in Rahuna's house, he said shakal. Because it becomes sweet, correct. But if it wasn't for the svar of sweet, smashing a legamri loses its bracha. That's what I want you to get down, the chiddush of this type. Yes, Nate?
Why is the sweetening property of naked Adama?
Because it keeps its identity.
Identity of turnips means.
Yes, because the taste of it is kept alive, and that keeps its identity. Correct. Yes, go ahead, Yechezkel.
So the broiling of the turnips makes it sweeter?
No, the cutting of it into small pieces. The cutting of it into small pieces, depending whether you hold it's raw or cooked. That's a machlokes in the Gemara.
But before previously, when we went previously in the Gemara last semester, when we were discussing that when you boil fruits, the flavor gets enhanced, then when you boil your rock basically, it doesn't get enhanced. Why don't we bring down this Gemara to show the lipid?
Because the Gemara doesn't say beferish whether it's cooked or not. Okay? That's why you can't bring it as a riot. The Gemara didn't say that. It's a good kash. The Gemara did not say it beferish. Okay. Excellent. Vaitun the Gemara. Okay, let's see inside, guys. You got this? Oh, one more Nakuda on this Gemara. Please get it. And then we got to go Vaitun. Please get this turnips. People skip the whole Gemara. I want you to know it. Comes out. Where else do we have in Halacha where you cut something really small? A lot of times. On Maror, on Pesach. What do people do? They what? They shred it up really small. So I want to share with you the Chavis Das. Who's the Chavis Das? The Nesiv is Rabbi Yaakov Melezer the Gaon. Who's the Gadol Hador? What'd you say? Let's see what he says.
Do we cut up Maror?
What do you mean? You take the root and you put it in a, what's it called? A food processor. Yeah, you cut it up. Yeah. Not with the beets. No, not with the beets. You're not Yotzi with the beets. Yeah. No, you're not Yotzi with the beets.
Yeah.
Talking about you smash it up really small.
Okay.
So the Chavis Das and the Zagodah, The Chavis Dasan is Agadah, the Nesivis writes, I want you to get this, he thinks that it is usser to cut up into small pieces chrein for Mara on the night of the Seder. Because he says, you see in our Gemara, Rav Huna held and you cut it small, you don't say a Brei Pri Adama. And the Yotzim Mara has to be a food that you say Brei Pri Adama on. And if you cut it up small, Lamaisa loses its cheshivas of being the pre. What's the difficult? What's that? Everyone got that?
Yes.
Sam, you got it? Now, what's difficult with that? Do we pass like Rav Huna or we pass like Rav Yehuda? We pass like Rav Yehuda. So, what's going on here? So, what's the answer? What's the answer? You tell me what, based on what I just said. The only reason why we argue, we hold like Rav Yehuda that you say Adam is because it keeps a what? Tastes sweet. But Crane is what? Bitter anyway. So if grain is bitter anyway, if you cut it into small pieces, what happens? You're going to be mevatel the bitterness. Correct. You're going to be mevatel the bitterness. The reason why what you do prima zuta is mematik the tam. But by maror, when you cut it into small pieces, you mevatel the mariris. You want it to be bitter. And therefore, if you cut it up, lamaisa, you're not going to be yitzeh. You should not cut up the small pieces in order to taste the tam maror. Even Rav Yehuda would agree you're not yitzeh. Even Rav Yehuda. So, go ahead, Nate.
I have a lot of problems with that. First of all,
go ahead.
The whole point of having keeping the sweetness is that it retains its identity. Moral identity is bitter. It doesn't have to be sweet. It just has the fact that it has an identity.
Right, but what do you see in Rav Yehuda's purview is what? Anytime you cut something small, what are you accomplishing?
No.
What are you accomplishing?
The thing you can see is 50-50%.
I understand, I understand, but Lamaisa, what it does is brings out sweetness,
which
at the same time is mavatal bitterness. So if you do that tomorrow, you're taking away from the bitterness.
You're saying the cutting makes it sweet?
Yes. It doesn't make it sweet, but it takes away the what?
The cutting tomorrow makes it more bitter.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
The fresher you cut it, the more spot.
The cutting takes away from the bitterness. And therefore, he says, you're not going to be yitzing. I want you to get that. That's a tremendous chiddush. Now, who argues on this? I want to just share with you the Divrei David. The Rechaim HaKadosh is chaylik on him.
And he
holds like what you're saying, Nate.
Yeah, losing it.
He holds what you're saying. But the Divrei, the Divrei David argues. He's chaylik, and he says it's not considered be a shinui so much. The Divrei David argues and says the bishul is what made the shinui atam here, not the what, not the cutting into small pieces. That's what he wants to tiny. The Divrei David or Chaim HaKadosh is safer. That's what the Rechaim HaKadosh wrote. Okay, that's a chiddush. But I want you to get this down. I thought it was a very beautiful chiddush that the Chavis Das writes in his Agadah, you better not have small pieces because it takes away from the bitterness and therefore it's not maror.
So,
it doesn't make it sweet, but it takes away from the bitterness. And Yechezkel agrees with me. Go ahead.
According to Yehuda and Agamar, the fact that it makes it sweet,
yes,
that sweetness comes from cutting it small,
yes,
and turnips are not generally sweet.
They're not maror.
So how do we just say that cutting?
No, they can be sweet. Turnip can be sweet if you bring it out. Turnips can be sweet. Yes.
So how are we saying here by maror that cutting it up makes it lose an identity by over there, turnips makes it gain an identity?
Because what I'm saying is it doesn't gain the identity. That's what you said. It keeps alive its identity.
Okay.
It makes it stronger.
So
and by maror, by maror, you're going to lose it, Lamaisa. Lose the bitterness. Because that's what happens. Vimitzius. When you cut it smaller, it's Vimitzius. He wants to claim the Divrei David. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara meant to say that the Bishul is Mishan at the time. But that's only if you assume that the Gemara talking about it was cooked. That not everyone agrees it was cooked, right? Rashi, does Rashi say it was cooked? No, Rashi says it was raw. So the Divrei David is a Bichiddush. What'd you say, Nate?
I'm saying if you cut one vegetable small, it becomes more like the vegetable than the other vegetable. When you cut small, it becomes less like the vegetable. That's how
by a bitter thing, by something that it, by its nature is bitter, if you cut it up smaller, it loses its bitterness. Turnip is by its nature not bitter. It's not like maror. It's not like grain. It's not like it's not an horseradish. Okay? Turnip is something that can be sweet if you finesse it and you cut it small enough. Okay? That is the chiddush we want to bring out. Now, the Divrei David argues, It says not that way. He says the losing of the sweetening of the taste comes from what? The bishul, not from the cutting in small pieces. I'm just saying if you're going to learn the Gemara like that, you're holding like who? You're holding like Rav Haigon against Rashi. Okay? So we can say a whole shtickle Torah here. Maybe the Chavis Das learns like who? Rashi. And the Divrei David learns like who? Rav Haigon. Maybe. Maybe you could say a whole shtickle Torah and say maybe you should write this up for a Chiddush. So put it in the Beis Yitzchak, the Torah journal. Chavis Das. Ches, Vavav. Yes? Ches, Vavav, Tav, Das. Chavis Das. The Nesivis. He wrote a Sefer, he wrote a many swarms, the Gadol Ador. He wrote a Perish on the Agada. And he writes Lahalacha, quotes our Gemara. It's a real Bikias. It was a great Gon in the late 1700s. So I want to say he's learning like Rashi, that it's raw. David Davar, it's a Dharma Bishop. Okay? Excellent. This is the Sugyo you thought there's nothing to speak about. One of my colleagues said, what are you up to? I said, I'm up to the royal head of the turnips. Oh, he said, there's nothing to speak about. I said, yeah, come in this year. You'll see there's what to speak about. Okay? You got this? The tops of turnips. You got it now? I want to say that the machlokes rishon is this machlokes do lachron. Okay. Viter now. Here we go. The only thing that we left out is we didn't have, maybe we'll get to, I don't know if we'll get to an answer to that kasha. Very difficult, Rashi. Very difficult. That's why maybe the Chaber doesn't hold like Rashi, but the Magen Rum does. Viter and Gemara, you're doing a great job, Yecheskel. Let's go. Go ahead.
Amar Rashi, ki avina aveir atahana, amar lan tavshila tisaka, delam mashuba kimcha.
Excellent. He says a what's that called? A cooked dish of beets. Tavshila is a cooked dish of beets where there's not a lot of flour. Lo mashuba kimcha. Bore what? Oh, the lifter.
The lifter, the
Tfei, but when you deal with what a cooked dish of turnips where there's a lot of flour, what's the din? Excellent. Go ahead. Then he changes his mind. Go to Hadar Amar. Excellent. He said, forget about it. And this flour dish of beets, this flour dish of turnips, it's Adama. Go ahead. But don't you put a lot of flour in the what? In the turnip one? Go ahead. What's the answer? Wow, where is that from? What does that mean first? It was just for binding purposes. If it's for binding purposes, not a mezonos. So therefore, we say adama. Who could tell me where we learned that in the first semester about binding? Can't hear you.
The porous.
A flaw? What did you say? The word we learn it. No, Tosfos is machadish, koshieshbo. Rav and Shmuel say koshieshbo, and he's koshieshbo, you say mezonos, yes? But he said, if it's Ladabek Baum and the Tais on the bottom of Lam and Vav and Beis, take a look at it, Shmuel. Underline it. Four lines on the bottom. Last Tais on the bottom of Lam and Vav and Beis. Im Ladabek Baum, you don't say Amazonos. Remember, Rabbi Kiveger pointed out to this Gemara. Tos didn't make it up. He got it from this Gemara. That if it's used only as a binding concept, component, then therefore it doesn't say Amazonos. Okay? Clear? You got this Chiddush? That's where it came from. Wasn't Toys' Chiddush? Rabbi Kiveger said it's Gemara's Chiddush. What daf? Lama Tesim et Alf. Sam, you should have remembered that. You remember the daf, but why did you say the Toys' on the bottom? Toys' on the bottom. What'd you say? Okay, good. Very good. Rabbi Kiveger. You see Rabbi Kiveger on that Toys'? What does Rabbi Kiveger say in that round, the Ladabik? Did you see it? Look what he says. On Lama Tvavim Beis. Im Ladabik Baalma. The last Rabbi Kiveger. Actually, it's not the last one. Which one is it? It's in the middle. Called dear, told you called the coming lamed testament aleph. See how Rabbi Kiveger knew shas like you guys do. Sam, very good. Ladavik Baumi points out right lamed testament. Looks at the tights right away. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. Let's get it. This brings us to the following chiddush when we talk about this gemara of Ladavik Baumi. The Or Sameach writes the following chiddush. Okay. The Or Sameach writes. In his belief, Lamaisa, or Sameach writes, he thinks it's bar la'alacha that if you do something with a davik ba'alma, it's not a bremei minazonos. That's only when what? When you have to put a little bit of flour in. Please get this. If you have to put a lot of flour, there's no way that it's going to be an adama. This whole chiddush of mafshiba kimcha, even though you put a little bit more flour in, right? In the turnip one, but it's not tons. It's not tons. They're levels. For the what? The beet one's a little bit of flour. For the turnip one's a little bit more. And then if it's a little bit more, it's still water adama, because why? It's ladavik balma. But if you put tons of flour in, don't give me the business that it's a what? That it's binding. It's flour is flour. If you put tons in, the bracha will be what? The bracha will be mizonos. Okay? Because it's tov lachila. And it doesn't mess up the tamatavshol. Okay? So that's the chiddush that the Or Samech wants to say. If you put a lot in, yes? If you put a lot in, l'maisa, again, it says b'feirish, l'maisa, if you put a lot of kemachon, l'yifkum tam atafshol, nechshav tamin shenasnu l'tam. When you put flour in, it's not just for binding when you put a lot in, it's for the taste. And when it's for the taste, what's the din? It's going to be a water mezoinus. Yes? It overtakes the turnip, it overtakes the what? Overtakes the beet, okay? Beet for sure, because the beet we said what? Even with a little bit, you say what? What do we say by the beet? What we say by the beet is not a little, only a little bit, you say adama. By the turnip, you put a lot, you say brahmin name is onus. Then the Gemara backs out and then it says, even by the turnip, you say adama. Why? Because of the davik balma. It's only the davik balma when you put a what? A little bit more in. If you put tons of flour in, it'll be a what? A mizonos. Who says this finish? Lord Sameach. Excellent. Very, very good. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, you can be the biggest baker in the world or biggest cook in the world and tell me, oh, I'm just doing a what? For binding. Come on, give me a break. You're putting tons of flour in. It also has taste to it, too. So even if he attests to it, oh, I'm only doing a ladavik palma, he says, forget about it. It's definitely a mizonos. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Chasko?
Why does the Gemara change from this, the servant to the lift off? Why does it change from the beets to the turnip?
Because the nature of beets is you don't need as much flour to make it a nice dish. Turnips, we need more flour.
So why not just keep it turnips all the time?
No, because it's building up a chiddush. That's what I'm saying. When it comes to the beets, a little bit of flour. When it comes to the turnips, you need a lot more flour. And even a lot more flour, if it's binding, is only still adama. But if I put a lot, yes, squared or cubed, then it's going to be the din. Okay. Now this brings us to the following nekuda. Let's get it. Let's bring this to the following nekuda. You with me? What was the havamin in the maskana? I thought that's what you were asking. Again, Usher, you were asking good before because you compared it in the beginning of Shir to those cases where it's cooked in raw. What is the havamin in the maskana? You can't just read a gemara and skim it and keep it. What was the havamina that they thought it was a adama, and then they what? They thought it was a mezoinus, and they back out and say it's adama. What do you say the havamina, what the maskana was? So, lamaisa, the havamina might be, says the Avnei Nezer, based on the following. The Avnei Nezer, the Gate Shaka Chava Rebbe, asked, he says, I don't understand something. In the havamina of the Gemara did not know the svara of Chamesh Shaminim L'Dabek. Yes? So I think this is what you were driving at. Yechezkel. Why does Rav Huna hold in the case of the beets where you don't put a lot of flour and you say a brei pri adama? I don't understand, Sam. What kind of havamin is that? What din is Rav and Shmuel? You guys tell me, what does Rav and Shmuel say? Kol sheyesh bo, chamisha min adagam, as long as you have any of the flour in it, 5 grains, you say a mizonos. So how can you have a havamin that on the what? Then on the beet thing you say adama. It's a great kasha, no? Isn't that a great kasha? Avnei Nezer asks exactly, what exactly is the Havamin? He says, I can't believe this Havamin. Crazy, he says.
But didn't know about it, no?
Well, how can you say he didn't know about it, Lamais? Everyone knew Rav and Shmuel's din. They're a first generation Amoraim. How can they not know this din? That on the beach you're going to say Adama. So it could be that Rav Kahane, this is a statement of Rav Kahane, the house of Rav Kahane, it could be that David David says that Rav Kahane knew that if you put a little bit of kemachon, it's l'dabek. And he don't say mizonos. Maybe he knew that svar. Maybe he knew what the Or Samech said, that if you put a lot in, then he held what? Then it makes him mizonos. So the Avnei Nezer says, oh, so that's the pshat. There's maybe already knew that l'dabek's only said when what? When it's a little bit. But when it's a lot, l'tzorach achila. So maybe that was Rav Kahane's what? Maybe Rav Kahane already knew this din of what? Well, he knew the notion of ladabek. He knew the notion of ladabek. Right? He knew the notion of ladabek. And Nate was mechavin to the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says that's very shvir. Because the Gemara in the Maskana says what? Mashmi that before that point, what? Mashu, the only reason why they were marbin the chemicals because of what? Why'd they put a lot of flour in? Kidei ladavik, to bind it. But a little bit was bilatzorach hashimlo. So it's very shvir to say, you're going to tell me the different David says, oh, Rav Kana knew if you put a little bit in, it's ladavik. If you put a lot in, then it's got to be what? Lutzorach hashimlo. The Gemara's not mashu that way. Gemara's mashu l'mai said they were only marbin in order to what? In order to do ladavik. You understand what I'm saying? Say it again. The Avdenezer's bothered by, you with me, Sam? What was the Havamin of the Gemara? Didn't we know Kol She'eshbo? How could it say by the dish of beets you say Adam? Kol She'eshbo? No? That's the kasha the Avdenezer asked. Okay. So the Rebbe says, you know, Rav Kana knew the following. Not only did he know Kol She'eshbo, he knew Ladabek. But he thought Ladabek was only when what? When you put a little bit of flour in. When you put a lot in, then it's no longer can be Ladabek. That's exactly what Rav Kana felt. And then they changed his mind and he said what? That what? What did he say? Nate, that Ladabek can be said even when there's a lot. The only thing is that the Avnezer says it's a little bit shmir, Lamaisa. Because it's mashma that Ladabek is said when you are what? When you are putting a lot in, not when you're putting a little in.
How does that answer Kol She'eshbo?
It doesn't. Now we're back to the kasha. Again, let's say it again. What was the Havamin? What was the Havamin? How can you tell me that a beet dish with a little bit of flour, you say what? You say Adama. Don't we say Kol She'eshbo? Shmuel, you with me? What kind of Havamin is that? We say Kol She'eshbo. It's a mizonos automatically. What's the answer? Rav Kana knew Kol She'eshbo, and he knew even more than that. He knew that Ladabek, with there's a little bit of flour, you don't say mizonos. Yes? When there's a lot of flour, then you would have to say mizonos. The problem with that is, says the Avnezer, he asks on the Divrei David saying that pshat, is that the Gemara implies that you say ladavik even when you what? Even when you put in a lot of flour. Even when you put in a lot of flour, the Gemara says that ladavik can be said. Now, keep in mind, Dor Samet said, you don't say ladavik bama when you put tons in, but at least when you put a lot as opposed to a little, you still can say ladavik. I mean, the Gemara is trying to answer the turnip where you put more flour in, you still say ladavik. Sam, get this down. You got this? You want me to say it one more time? You got it? So we're left with, we need to come up with a pshat. So the Avnezer is going to say pshat. Go ahead. The Gemara said that in the case of a turnip where you have to put more flour in, still it's Adama kas kedei ladavik. So ladavik's being used in a spot of marbin. It says, V'hadam reader rupi avahayda shari be kimcha tfei l'dbuki v'yam. The Gemara's using the spell of dbuki even in a case where there's a lot. I understand that. But what is the maskana? The maskana is that what? You can say it even when it's a lot. It's mashma that what? What is the maskana saying? That it's mashma that you only rak mashem marbe kedei ladavik. You don't do ma'at.
Right.
So how do you say that that was the what? How do you say that that was the havamin?
Didn't you just say that the havamin was that he didn't think that putting a lot of would be ladavik and then he changed his mind and said
the I understand. The havamin is only when you put a ma'at. Right. Then you say ladavik. Right. And then therefore, well, you don't say mizonos.
Right.
But when you put harbe, what do you do? Only when you put harbe, then he says you would say amizonos. The Avnezer quotes that and he says he thinks it's doichik from the lashon of the Gemara because the Gemara says I had shari bekim chetfei ledbuki bama of the lay mashma you're just marbe the kemech in order to be medavek, but ma'at kemech is letzorach achila. It's mashma pumfakert. Nurse, he was trying to be masber. Oh, I only want. When do I do ledavek with a little bit of flour? What do I do with a lot of flour? Achila, regular achila, to have the taste, the tam and the tasha. But the Gemara says in the maskanas of Gemara, which is not a havamin or maskana, the utility of using a lot of flour, Nate, is only ladavik. You use a lot of flour ladavik. You never use a little bit of flour ladavik.
So we're saying in the beginning you use a ladavik to mean.
Yeah, he wanted to be mazur with the havamin in the Gemara that you used a little bit of kemach ledavek, and when you use a lot, that's letzorach achila. That was the havamin. You follow me? He says that havamin is nuts because you never use, you see that there's an accepted given from the Maskanas of Gemara, and that doesn't switch from a Havim Maskanas. It's an accepted given that in order to do Ladabek, you need a lot of flour. So don't tell me Ladabek would only be said when you have a little bit. Shmuel, you got what I'm saying? That is the Chiddush L'maisa that comes out. So we're left again with the Kasha. What is going on? What is the Havim mean? What, he didn't know Kol Sheyeshbo? This is the difficulty of the Divrei David, and Avnei Nezer Kasha remains. There is an answer. Let's get it. The Avnei Nezer says as follows. Says an amazing Chiddush. Says, I want you to know something. You can use flour, lis'od. What is lis'od? To fortify and sustain. You can use flour for taste. The bottom line is, Tosa said, al namevavim ebeiz, yamasko kol, you go busser what? When it's not made lis'od, when it's made from tam, you go busser rov. If the rov of the tops is not from flour, you don't say mizonos. That's what Tosa Shito is. You could say from today until tomorrow, kol she'eshbo. But if it's not rove, what's the din? If you're only doing it for tam,
it's only in the case where it's tam.
Exactly, you can have excellent shmuel. You can use flour one of three ways. You can use it with ode to sustain. You can use it latam for taste, and you can use it for binding ledavek. And when you use it for tam, the only way you're going to say a mizono says toitz and lam evav beis if what? If it's rove. That's what Tyson said, Dir Masko Kol. You got what I'm saying? On Lamed Vavim Ebeiz Dir Masko Kol, that's what Tyson wants to be Mechadish. Tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Yes. When you can use flour in one of three ways. Lesod, Tam, or Ledabek. When you're doing it only for Tam, the only way you're going to have a Mezonos if it's what? Rove. Tosa says. Okay? And the reason being is because why? Chamesh minim are usually lesod. So when you do it lesod, then you have Rav's din and Shmuel's din of Kol She'eshbo, even if it's a mute. You say mizonos. But when you chamesh minim are usually latam, not lesod, then what do you need? You don't have Kol She'eshbo. You fall back to the general din, you need a rov.
He's changing the din of Rav.
Rav and Shmuel's din only apply by lesod, but not latam. By time you need a rove.
I'll pee the
Avnei Nezer. This is what the Avnei Nezer is saying with Fitoisis. So plug it in now. What does Rav Huna hold? What does Rav Kahana hold? Rav Kahana holds that it's latam. It's not coming lesod, so it's totally on the rove. So the rove of this thing is not chamesh mini dagan. So what prophet do you say? Hadoma. It's Hadoma or Mizonos, right? It's no shackle there. It's Hadoma or Mizonos. So when you do it for what? A little bit of what? When you put a little bit in, what prophet do you say? What prophet is when you say a little bit? It's totally in the robe. Since the robe is not Chamesh Mine Dagon. Yeah? Oh, so when it comes out, when it's Lesod? No, when it's Lesod. When it's done, Letam, Lamaisa, then it depends on what? Depends on the robe. Correct. Depends on the rove. The rove is not chamesh mina dagan. You say what? Then you say brei pri adama. Correct. But what happens? That's only when you put a little bit in. Yes. But if you put a lot in, what happens? Chamesh mina becomes the rove, and it's bol latam. And what bracha are you going to say? Brei mina mizonos. Exactly. And then that's the havamina. That was the havamina. And then the Gemara backs out of that and says no. And says, even if it's a rove, it's Ladavik Baum, it's an Adama. The Gemara backed out. Said, Maskana, Hadar, Edividi, you say Ladavik Baum, you say Brepri Adama. But Rav Kahana's Havami was beautiful, because it's coming Latam. It's coming Latam, it's called in the rove. If you only put a what? And if the rove is not Chamesh Mini Dagan, you're going to say a Brepri Adama. Allah Kulamais, right? You're going to say a Brepri Adama. What'd you say?
Maskana is that even if in New York, you still say
it. The Maskanas, even if it's a rove, you don't say Mizonos, it says Ladavik Baalma. Right? It's Ladavik Baalma. So now we've discovered a Havamina and a Maskanas. So we ask, oh, he doesn't hold Kol She'eshbo? Yeah, because the whole thing is a Tom. It's not Lesod. If it's the whole thing is for Tom, then it comes out, Lamaisa, that it's Latam Baalma. It's not coming Lesod. Totally on whether there's a rov. Exactly. You don't have kol sheyesh bo. It all depends on the rov. So the Gemara says when the rov is not going to be enough, you say a brei pri adama. Okay? You say a brei pri adama. The rov is not, you say a brei pri adama lamaisa. But if you put a lot in lamaisa, if you put a lot in and it's what? And it's latam, then you're going to say what? You're going to say it's latam, but it's ladavik baum, you say adama. Correct. Now, what do you say according to the Rambam? Yeah, go ahead. Yes, that's correct. In the Maskana, we introduced this notion of the Davik Baal. Correct.
In the Tom, there's a difference between having a Mew and a Rove.
Yes.
But the Davik is always Mazar.
That's correct. No, it's always Adam. That's always Adam. Excellent. Well said. And we answer what the Havim means. Well, they didn't know Kol Sheyeshbo. Of course, he knew Kol Sheyeshbo. But that's only when it's Liso. This is not Liso. Now, what do you do according to the Rambam? In the Shittim Gubetz. Where's the Rambam? Pirakim Alakavav. What does the Rambam say? That if it's latam, what's the din? What do you say, Sam? What's the din? What's the Rambam's shita? That even if it's latam and it's a mute, you say kol sheyeshbo. So how do they learn the Gemara? Even if it's coming only, it's only coming what? Latam, lamaisa. What is the din? The din is that you say kol sheyeshbo. So what's going on here? So you have to say like this. I want you to get this. You need a ratio. Remember we said this pras, 1/8? It's got to be 1/8. If it's not 1/8, it's not kosher enough to say mezonos. So Rav Kahana thought it was only a little bit. It was less than 1/8. But if it'd be an eighth, what bracha do you say? You say mezonos. Then the Gemara backs out of it and says, even if it'd be an eighth, if it's l'dabik parma, what's the din? What's the din? Adama. Adama, no mezonos. That's how the Rav and the Shittim Gubetz is learned. You got that? Shmuel, you got me? Again, get it down. The Rambam Shita and Shittim Gubetz say that if it's a kol sheyeshbo means even if by a situation of what? Tam, not just Liso. Even Tam they hold of it. So if they say it even by Tam, but you need at least 1/8 of the ratio of the porridge to be flour, to be chamiz minyan. If it's less, then you say Adama. Now the Gemara says, even if it's an eighth, what's the din? It's L'dabik Baum, it's a what? It's Adama. You got me? L'davik Bama is binding. It takes away from the power of the flour.
Yeah, it's not a time anymore, therefore there was
exactly. Time. Correct. It's not, even if it's an eighth, it's L'davik Bama. So let's summarize the whole shtickel here again. Okay? Let's summarize the whole shtickel. We did a whole shtickel on the tops of turnips. Now we did a whole shtickel on what? On the what? The flour. Kol sheyeshbo. Correct. With the what? The flour. What does the Gemara say here? You read it very nicely. The house of Rav Kahane. We're in a lot of houses today. First the house of Rav Huna, then the house of Rav Yehuda, then the house of Rav Kahana. Yes? The house of Rav Kahana was talking about what? Turnips. They thought, when it comes to what? When it comes to a flour or beet, no problem. Mizainis. Flour, turnip, what's the din? They need much more flour. You say what? Adam. Right? Again, beets, what do you say? A little bit of flour, you say Adam. Yeah. Flours with turnips, a lot more flour when you say Mizonos. Then the Gemara backs out of it and says no. Let's go again. If you have a beet, cooked beet with flour, it's only a little bit of flour. What bracha did you say? Adama. Correct. With the turnip, you need more flour. What bracha did you say? Mizonos. That's what the Gemara says. Shmuel. Then the Gemara changed his mind and said what? Both of them, you say Adama. And the reason why you put four flour is because of the binding concept, right? So we want to know what the Havamina was. That was the Gemara. What kind of Havamina is that? That on the what? That in the mixture of what? The mixture of the beets, you say what? You say Adama with the flour. Isn't there a principle of Kol Sheyeshbo? As long as you have any 5 minimum that you're Chayav Mezonos? What was the Havamina? So what did Divrei David say, Nate? What did Divrei David say? That Rav Kahana knew that what? Knew L'davik, he knew Kol Sheyeshbo, but he only said L'davik when it's a little bit. When it's a lot, L'maisa, then it's a Mezonos. David Nader said that's ridiculous because you see from the end of the Gemara, the only thing you say Ladabik is when there's what? A lot of flour. You don't say Ladabik when there's a little bit of flour. Can't bind if it's a little bit. So he didn't like that pshat. Okay. So what is the pshat then? There are three usages of flour. There's Lisod, fortify. I love this cake. Beautiful flour. I love it. Then there's Tam, and then there is Ladabik. Kol Sheyeshbo is only what? it's only for what? Only for lisov. But when it's for tam, you need what? You need a rove. Exactly. Excellent. You need a rove. And that's what Rav Kahana said, Lamaisa. You need a rove. It's not a rove. It's not a rove. You say, that's why you say adama. When you put a lot in, and then it becomes a rove, then you say mizonos. Okay. But in the beat things, a little bit. Then he backed out of it. What did he say? What does the Maskana say in the back out of it? That what? That even if you have what? Even if what? Even if it's a rove, for its but if it's ladavik, forget about it. You don't say mizonos. Okay? You don't say mizonos. So even if you put a lot of it in there, lamaisa. So even if with the turnip you put a lot, what's the din? Forget about it. Now, what did the Rambam and the Shittim Gebetza say? They say, even if it's for Tom, what's the din? You say Kol Sheyeshbo. Correct. But what's the caveat? It must be an eighth. It's got to be accessible with this pras. So in the Havamina, the Gemara, the Mar said they had that.
It's an eighth of flavor?
Eighth of the whole ratio of the component, of the mixture. Correct. Excellent, Shmuel. Yeah. So that was the Havamina. If you have that, you have it. Gemara says, you know what? The Maskan is, I don't care if you have it. The fact is, Ladavik Bauma, that's why it's an Adama. You don't say Brahman and Mizonos. Everyone got it? Okay. This is how you work at the Gemara, the mice. Okay. Viter na Yechesko. Excellent. Go ahead. Amar what? Go ahead.
Amar Papa. Shitale. My the Saga Kusaba. My the lift of the Kalif.
No, no, you skipped a line. Amar of Chista. A few left. Okay. Amar of Chista.
Amar of Chista. Top so tarden.
Cooked thing of beets.
Yeah, for the lay. It's
good for your hearts. Good for heart health. Have a lot of borscht, guys. Go ahead, the tov. And also good for your eyes. Go ahead.
The
kol shekain.
It's
good for your intestines. So guys, start eating borscht. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I love borscht. Go ahead. I didn't like it as a kid, but my dad always showed me, got me into it, you know. With sour cream, you know, it's gavalt. Go ahead. Very good. Beautiful. Shav. You know what shav is? Shav is spinach, cold spinach soup. Borscht is cold beet soup. Shav is cold spinach soup. That I haven't yet really gotten into. So I do like spinach, but not cold spinach. Not, you know. What'd you say?
No fires in Russia.
I always wonder if Popeye liked shav. You guys know who Popeye was?
Yes.
Okay. He loved spinach. But why don't they have shav? Why don't they have shav? A cartoon with the Popeye with shav. Go ahead. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Let's see. I'm a rabbi.
Tuk.
That's an onomatopoeia. Abai says it has to be cooked. You know what an onomatopoeia is? That the word sounds like tuk. It sounds like it sounds, like you say it. So that's exactly what he's saying here. Abai says it's good for refuah, but that's only if you cook it. It's got to be cooked on a stove. And because it boils and says tuk, then you know it's good stuff. It's good for your heart, good for your eyes, it's good for your intestines as well. Halach l'maisa. Okay? Everyone got that? I just want to point out something from a Gemara in Erev. Get it down. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon wrote a sefer, Imri Noam. You know about the Vilna Gaon. I had a principal once, a Rebbe, in my senior year in high school, told us, he described for us the mastery of Torah of the Vilna Gaon. It's like coming in to shir and standing on a ladder and looking down at all of Shas. See, we look at it like, you know, on the same level through all the Sfarim. He had such a mastery forwards, backwards. It was like, I thought it was a beautiful image. That's how it was his mastery of Talmud Torah. The Gaon knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. And the Gaon writes in the Sefer Imrei Noam, he thinks it's an Afkamina Legabe Erevin. Chof Tesim and Beis. Are you allowed to make an Erev Chatzeris, an Erev, you know what Erev Chatzeris is? An Erev Tchum? You know, the Erev Chatzeris allows you to walk in the building. Erev Tchum allows you to walk 2,000 Amas outside the matzah and the kefilte fish. You put a 2,000 Amas outside and have another 2,000 Amas. Kodesh Shvisa. I live in that place. Whatever you use, beets. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do Erev with raw beets because it's a dangerous food. Right? The Gemara quotes there that, what do you mean it's a dangerous food? I thought it's good for your heart, for your what? Eyes and for your intestines. Gemara says, only if it's cooked. Wow. Only if it's cooked is it good. And how cooked does it have to be? It
also varies hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you a question, says the Gaon. If you cook the beet so well that it took, can you use it for an Erev Tchumen? Yes. Get it down. That's what the Vilna Gaon wants to say. You can use it 100%, no problem. Not a problem. Halacha l'maisa. I got a problem on this. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Erevin. Get it down. Erev Chatzeros or Erev Tchumen. Either or. You know what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Erevin for a Kalf and Chid Aleph? That you need all vegetables to be cooked lagamri. Or to be completely raw, right? In order for it to be used for Erevin.
Every vegetable.
Yes. And our Gemara only has it by what? The Gemara only has it in Erevin by beets.
The
Gemara only has it by beets, yes.
The reason for an Erevin that
the Rambam says all vegetables are cooked. When they're cooked, they have to be completely cooked. Tuch has to happen to all the vegetables. The Gemara only has it by what? Beets. Why does the Gemara expand? Rambam expanded. Kasha, I don't have an answer. Yeah, the Rambam writes all vegetables when they're cooked must be cooked legamri to be used for Erev Tchumen. Or vegetables raw legamri. Either or. They got to be edible though. But he says cooked legamri. The Gemara only said it has to be cooked legamri by beets. Why is the Rambam expanded by all vegetables? Yes, Yechezkel.
According to the Gemara, the other reason why you can't use the raw beets is because it will harm you.
Yes, the sukkah.
So can you say that the Rambam holds that any vegetable you don't cook harms you?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe. That's what follows from it. You're asking good. Yeah, that's part of the kasha, maybe. Gemara never said that. Gemara never said it was dangerous by the other vegetables. Only said it by what? By beets. That's a Rambam, get it down. Perek Aleph, Lachiyat Aleph. Okay? So the Chiddush even on that line of the Gemara. Amazing. Okay, Viter, guys. Let's go. Chesky, you're doing a great job. This is how you work, guys. Go ahead.
I'm going to talk about Shitulay.
Oh, where did that expression Shitulay appear in Shas? Chav Gimel and Beis in Shabbos. In Shabbos. Chav Gimel and Beis, Shitulay. Says Shitulay that he says what? Persumi Nisa is Adif. If you only have enough money for what?
Near Hanukkah, near Shabbos.
He says Pshitali, near Shabbos, because Shalom Bayis. No?
Yeah.
And the expression is used Pshitali, Chav Gimel and Beis and Shabbos. Anyone want to check it on your Shas, or you don't have it in your... You don't... You got it? Chav Gimel and Beis and Shabbos. Take a look at the Lashon. Go ahead, Cheskel. Go ahead. Water of beets is like beets. Go ahead. Wow, water of turnips are like turnips. They're all the same. Maya what? Maybe that's where the Rambam got it. Water of cooked, but I don't know, but okay. But the higher level, it's got to get the tuch. It only said it by beets. Okay? What do you see from here? What is this principle called? May? Shlokos are Adama. This is the Gemara. Vegetable juice that is cooked, Shmuel is Adama. Plain and simple. Done. Plain and simple. It's Adama, Adama, Adama. Okay? It's Kesuk. Read Rashi. Go ahead. Read the Rashi of it. Api. Ape tapi. That's the hole, you know, in the stove on the top. Go ahead, oven. You cook it so much, it gets nimchemot. It's you have the coal, what? And the noise of the boiling, nishmas can be heard. Kill what? Excellent. Can be called tuk-tuk. Okay, Rabbi Kivigar says, look, Rashi and Sochem. I didn't look it up. Believe that I have to. Go ahead. Midas Salka. Excellent. Kisalka? Kisalka? Excellent. Tysus? Go ahead, look at Tysus. Maya, what? Guys, look inside. Maya, the Salka, Kisalka. Go ahead. Read, you got to read the Ramaska.
Maya, the Salka, Kisalka.
Oh, even though it's only juice, it's only soup. Go ahead. Yes, in the time of the Yerokos, you say Abrachan. When you say Kesher Yevarach Al Yerokos. Let me ask you, when you eat a celery, why do you say Abrachan Al Yerokos Breper Adama? Because the celery, the taste of the celery. You have that same celery, you have that same taste in celery soup. So why don't you say Adama? You do say Adama. That's the reason why. Tam Yerokos, Yerokos, Yerokos. The Tam is like what? It's a liquid manifestation of celery. Celery soup. Yes? Go ahead.
I forgot the Maria on the L.
What daf earlier? What daf, guys? Daf earlier. Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Right? What did it say? When you squeeze an orange, what bracha did you say in the orange juice? Shakal. What's the difference between Meish Lakas Adama and Mei Peris is sweat? You say a shakal. Tosafot says Yesh L'chalik. What do you mean Yesh L'chalik?
Seven
differences we said the first semester. Seven differences we said Yesh L'chalik. We had seven chilukim. What does it mean, Yesh L'chalik? Yes, let's elaborate on it very quickly. Okay? Yes, Akiva, go ahead.
No, I was wondering chicken soup because
chicken soup shahakal.
So it is technically chicken, but isn't there also a lot of vegetables, which is 10 more?
Oh, if there's vegetables, that's a good kasha. What do you do on a chicken soup? A lot of celery and carrots?
Shahakal, the chicken's an acre.
Push up shot, Lamaisu.
Let's
think about it. Let's think about it. You have carrots and celery, you're asking good. If you have carrots and celery, you said chicken soup. If you have carrots and celery in there, pick out the carrots and celery, you got to say adoma. That's the answer, Sam.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. I didn't mean to paskin.
No, you didn't want to paskin. Of course not. This is all theoretical. I would tell you like this. This is what I do. Chicken soup with celery and carrots. I take out the carrot, Lamaisa, I say adomen. You got what I'm saying? You say something adomen.
Yeah.
Celery, adomen. On the soup, I say the shahak. Okay? All right, let's go. Seven chilukim. Here we go. Shmuel, you got it? You got it? Let's go. Seven chilukim. Yesh l'chalik. Tos is screaming to us. You better tell me a hezber between the difference between the two. Number one. What do you mean? Toysus Dibra Maskul Maya the Salkim. Yesh L'chalei. They're in Rishonim. They're in different Rishonim. Well, here we go. Number one. Number one is the Ravid. The Ravid says, you say Shahakal when the juice flows out by itself. That's Zeyav Alma. But if you physically smash something, it'll be Pari Parets or Pari Adama. And that's what happens when you have soup. Doesn't flow out by itself. You cook it. That's why it's Brei Pri Adoma. Whereas orange juice, the juice sometimes flows out by itself, and therefore it's a shahakal. In a Hanami, maybe if you smashed it, you would say Aitz. Okay, that's who? The Ravid.
So manually is the original Ravid.
If not, I would say not manually, flows out by itself. But when you cook it, you're physically doing something. Or you smash it, then that's the difference. The difference is between by itself or physically doing an action. Is that clear, Shmuel? Excellent. Number one. Two, the Rashba. You with me, Nate? It depends on the derech. Depends on the derech. What do you mean it depends on the derech? What do you mean it depends on the derech? If it's the derech, what bracha is it? Ha'etz or Adama. If it's not the derech, what bracha is it? Shahakol. Excellent. All depends on the derech. The honey, smashing it, of the day was not the derech shahakol. The soup is the derech. People make pea soup all the time. It's adomit. Whose sheet is that?
Rashba.
Three. Rosh. Simen Yudches. The differences between cooking and non-cooking. Shmei Shlokos by us is Adama because you cook it. When you cook something, it brings the taste out beautifully. When you don't cook it, what's the din? Shahakol. Excellent. That's Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Squeezing without cooking. There's nothing like cooking, guys. If you cook the orange, maybe you'd say on the orange, you would say, I ate orange juice. Four, Mordechai. What does a Mordechai say? If it's a beverage, Shahakol. If it's treated like a food, like soup is, what's the bracha? Adome. Difference between a food and a beverage. If I squeeze grapefruit juice into a salad, is that shechita on Shabbos?
No.
I squeeze grapefruit juice into a salad. It fell on food to food. Even though in the air it was liquid, it still was what the food to food. There's a difference between food and a beverage. And that is the chiddush that we want to bring out. Duvshe de tamri is a beverage. It's shahakol. This fruit juices are a beverage. When it comes to what? When it comes to soup, soup is considered to be an ochel. Like it says, mashka bol ochel kochadam. It's like a liquid manifestation of a pea. It's really an ochel. That's four. Five. What's five? Rov Rishonim. Who's Rov Rishonim? The Ra. Shidu Gebed is the Miri. Not Rov. I take that back. Yesh Rishonim. What do they say? That's only when you drink the Mei Shlokos itself and you don't eat the what Shlokos with them. There's no peas inside. There's no tomatoes inside. What bracha is it? Shahakol. Excellent. When we say Adama, the peas or tomatoes are inside. If they're not inside, then it's a shahakol. Okay.
Inside meaning that you can
in the soup. No, in the bowl. In the bowl. Excellent, Shmuel. In the bowl. There's peas and tomatoes in the bowl with the soup. But if there's nothing, it's purely pureed. That's a trick word. Purely pureed, then he would say, you'd say a what? Shahakol. We don't paskin like that.
It needs to be pureed. So can you cook it, take it, and then...
No, we paskin all soups are adama. No matter what, how pureed it is. Correct.
You can sift it out, take out all of it.
Yeah, that's what we assume, Mamaisa. He would say not that way. That was five. Six. What's six? Pnei Yoshua. What does Pnei Yoshua say? That shlokos, when they are alive, not alive, but when they're in existence, you say adama. When you squeeze the fruit, you destroy the fruit. That's when you say shahakol. When the vegetable is still extant, yes? You say a what? Adama. When the fruit is destroyed, you say a what? Shahakol. And then number seven is the Chuvas Arosh, which we'll pick up at the beginning of Shir tomorrow. Then we got to get to all about the dill. We didn't even get up to the sugi about dill yet. And then the pas too. What's number seven? Chuvas Arosh. Please get this. The rush is different than the rush from the Siman. It's the same gadol. We're going to try to answer tomorrow this steer. What does the Chuvas Arosh say? He says, Mei Shlokos is Adama because you cook it, Letzorach what? Why do you cook the peas and tomatoes? Letzorach Aperos. You cook it Letzorach Aperos, therefore it gets Adama. But in the squeezing of the fruit, what do you squeeze it for? It's juice. If you squeeze it for its juice, what broth is it? Shahakol. Excellent, Shmuel. If you cook it for the purpose of the fruit or the vegetable, then it's going to be adama. If you cook it for the purpose of the juice, I'm sorry, you squeeze it for the purpose of the juice, then the juices are shahakol. Okay? We'll pick it up from there tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. I'm proud of you guys. We gotta go over this sugya here about shvisa and pas. A lot to do. We got to do chumash tomorrow.